Southern Response could be costing you upwards of $300 million following a court judgment that found it acted in a misleading and deceptive way. So who's responsible for the costly actions of the state-owned quake insurer, and why aren't they fronting up to answer questions about the enormous bill that you could be picking up? And are they going to throw more of your hard-earned money into appealing this through the courts, or should they just pay quake claimants what they owe? In essence, Southern Response was running a two-quote system where it provided an abridged version of a cost assessment to rebuild Carl and Alison Dodd's quake-destroyed home. It kept secret from the couple the full detailed repair analysis. The couple unwittingly settled on the lesser figure, meaning they were shortchanged more than $200,000. But last week, the High Court ordered Southern Response to pay up. And since then, we've been chasing Southern Response for some answers.
It's hard to find anyone from Southern Response to front up, and trust us, the Checkpoint team has been searching far and wide. Our Christchurch reporter Logan Church and cameraman Simon Rogers headed to their office today for the second day in a row to see if the state insurer could lift its response.
Hello, how are you going?
Hello.
Hi, Logan Church again from Radio New Zealand.
We'll let you know how Logan got on a little later. Now, the Dodds case is significant because they're not alone. In fact, their lawyer estimates putting right Southern Response's wrongs could cost you a pretty penny or an ugly amount of money, depending on your take. Last week, Peter Woods estimated it could be in excess of $300 million.
This covers people who settled their claims by buying another house before October 2014, and Southern Response has said there were about 1,650 of those, and they've estimated that this could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But there is also another category of people that probably fit into it as well, and I don't know how many there are. I've seen an estimate of a total of about 3,000 homeowners, in which case the amount involved will be well north of $300 million.
And surprise, that rather weighty, unexpected bill is on us, the taxpayer. Southern Response is, after all, a state-owned quake insurer owned by us, and you might think answerable to us. Checkpoint wanted to know who approved the two-quote system that Southern Response was using, and critically, who decided keeping the full detailed repair analysis secret from claimants while supplying them with much lower quotes was a good idea, and why. A deep dive into Justice Gendel's decision in the Dodds case goes some way to explaining that.
Around May 2011, Southern Response, at a senior strategic management level, made the new policy decision that Arrow's estimations of those fees would not be given to claimants, as it was claimed they were confusing.
Senior strategic management level. So that's who exactly? Under oath and under cross-examination, Southern Response's claims settlement manager, Elizabeth Fife, was pretty much asked that. Here's the relevant bit from the court transcript.
Who decided to remove the costs into the internal AMI office use section?
So that would be the executive, the CEO and the board themselves.
So at the highest level?
Yes, it was, sir.
In 2011, when Southern adopted this policy, the CEO was Peter Rose. Ross Butler was the board chair. Checkpoint has made several attempts to reach Ross Butler and Peter Rose. Cue crickets. We asked to speak to Elizabeth Fife, Southern Response's claims settlement manager and a witness for Southern Response in the Dodds case. Here's Southern's written response.
Liz Fife is not one of the media spokespeople for Southern Response, so we are declining that request for an interview.
The current board chair, Alistair James, has also repeatedly refused to be interviewed.
You have telephoned Alistair James. I'm sorry I'm not available at the moment. Please leave your name and telephone number and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Instead, he sent us a text saying he won't engage during the 20-day appeal period. But he did tell Checkpoint on Monday we could expect a written statement and they were preparing a message for their customers. We're still waiting for that statement. And Southern Response has outright refused to front anyone for an interview.
We want to ask Southern Response if it's going to appeal the Dodds decision, how much that is likely to cost, and exactly how much money it's spent on litigation so far. What advice has it had on its potential liability? That is the total amount of money taxpayers may have to stump up with. And what pot is that cash coming from? Questions that are probably taking up space in Grant Robertson's mind as Quake Minister and Minister in charge of the taxpayers' chequebook. But the Minister didn't want to talk to us about it either. And here's part of an email his press sec sent to us.
I have asked for official advice on the judgment and its potential ramifications for the Crown, but I will await Southern Response's decision before I make any further comment.
So political reporter Joe Moyer did us a solid and chased down the Minister as he was heading to question time at Parliament, because we have a lot of questions.
Mr. Robertson, do you think that Southern Response should appeal the Dodds decision?
Look, that is a decision for the Southern Response Board, and they are working their way through that at the moment. I don't think it would be useful for me to comment while that legal process is underway.
What conversations have you had with Southern Response about this, though?
Oh, look, you know, I mean, as the Minister responsible for the Earthquake Commission and as one of the shareholding ministers, I've obviously been aware of the Board's strategy. I'm currently getting advice from officials around what the impact on this might be overall for the Crown, and that's my focus at the moment.
Do you think taxpayer money should go into further litigation?
Well, the issue we have here is an enormous amount of taxpayer money has been spent fixing up the mess that we inherited here, both in terms of issues like onsolds and re-repairs, and now there is the potential for a bill here as well. So my view is that this is a legacy issue that we're having to deal with. The specific way that Southern Response now acts is up to the Board.
Has Treasury said anything to you about possible liability?
I don't want to comment on that at this stage.
Why?
Because we are in the middle of a legal process.
And that's all the Minister had time for, so no specifics on that critical advice from Treasury. In email exchanges, the Minister's office specifically says that advice is on the judgment and its potential ramifications for the Crown and the scale of liability. Checkpoint contacted Treasury directly, asking for that advice. Here's part of its email response.
In June 2019, the Treasury prepared an update for Minister Robertson as the incoming minister responsible for the Earthquake Commission. The report was on the unquantifiable fiscal risks for the Crown and Crown-owned entities relating to the Canterbury earthquakes. This report did refer to the Dodds case and the possibility of an adverse outcome. However, given that it was prepared in June, it was prepared without knowledge of the actual decision on Friday. Since Friday, the Treasury has not produced any estimate of the possible liability arising from the Dodds case. This is because Southern Response and its advisers are still considering the decision and its implications.
So, no new liability assessment yet. In plain speak, no new estimate of how much this could cost you, the taxpayer. But in the Dodds case alone, Justice Gendall ordered Southern Response to pay them $178,894.30, plus interest dating back to December 2013, plus costs. And this is just one case. There could be up to 3,000 others. Remember, others in the legal profession estimate it's a $300 million plus bill. We have asked for copies of the earlier Treasury advice. Treasury says it's likely to release that, but it will probably keep the liability estimates around the Dodds case secret. That brings us back to Southern Response. After repeated requests for an interview, our Christchurch reporter, Logan Church, made his way to their office and asked to talk to the Chief Executive.
Hello, how are you going?
Hello.
Hi, Logan Church again from Radio New Zealand. Is this Mr. Honeybone here today?
No.
No? He's not in the office?
Not to speak with you.
No? Why not?
To my understanding, you need permission to film on this property.
Yeah. So when would Mr. Honeybone be available?
Give you that permission.
Okay. So when will Mr. Honeybone be available?
So I'm going to have to unfortunately ask you to leave.
So when will Mr. Honeybone be available?
And if you refuse to leave, you will be trespassing and I'll have no choice but to contact the police.
Okay. I just would really obviously like to speak to Mr. Honeybone, but he's not available today.
I picked up on that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, sir, I am going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate you doing your job. That's
thank
no worries.
You very much.
So, no one from Southern Response willing to accept our invitation to be interviewed. Instead, a counter-invitation. Leave our office or we'll call the police and trespass you. But Southern Response says it will consider written questions from Checkpoint. We've sent a list.